We are studying still from the book of Colossians. Okay, once again, sino familiar sa Colossians, sa book of Colossians? Colossians, yung mga first time kayo nakapunta dito, baka hindi pa kayo familiar, merong book sa Colossians. This is one of the epistles na sinulat ni Paul. Okay, yung Colossians, para maintindihan talaga natin, maalala lang natin lagi, pagka nag-LBM ka, maalala mo na agad to. Kasi kumu-Colossians mo. Ay, Colossians yun, Colossians. Okay. Pagka panayang punta mo sa CR, okay, uy, Colossians, magbabasa ako ng Colossians. Okay, last 2 weeks ago, of course, wala tayong youth service because of what happened sa typhoon, the strongest typhoon that hit the Philippines. Okay, but last week, medyo ginoin lang natin yung topic ng first week and second week. But I just want to make a recap, okay? Yung first week natin, we talked about the supremacy of Christ, okay? It means to say that Jesus Christ alone is supreme, and He's so big, He's so huge, that He owns everything, okay? He's God. He's the supreme God, okay? The supremacy of Christ, we talked about that. And in fact, I mentioned that... You don't have to add anything for your salvation, because what Christ did on the cross when He was hanged on the cross, yung napako si Jesus sa cross, okay, namatay si Jesus para sa bawat isa sa atin, it means to say, our salvation is complete. Complete. Parang may tumunog ako dun, ha? Okay, we don't have to add. Okay, wala na tayong kailangan idagdag. So it's complete. That is why that is the supremacy of Christ. And last week, of course, pinag-usapan na natin yung supremacy of Christ over religion. Okay? We learned that we don't have to buy what we already own. You don't have to buy, you don't have to get what you already possess. And that is the love of Christ. That is the acceptance of God. Hindi mo na kailangan piliin. Sabihin kay Lord, gumawa ng ganito, ng ganyan, para lang ma-accept ka ni Lord. Okay? Accepted ka na ni Lord mula nang namatay si Jesus para sa'yo. All you have to do is just to put your faith in Him. Okay? In fact, religion says, if I improve, then I will be accepted. Pagka naging okay ako, alam mo yun, ngayon hindi ako okay, pag bukas naging okay ako, then ma-accept ako ni Lord. That is what the religion tells us. But here is what the gospel tells us. I'm accepted, therefore I will improve. Religion will tell you, you have to improve so that you will be accepted. But the gospel tells us that we are accepted, therefore we will improve. Na-accept ka na ni Lord. Bago ka pa man mag-perform, bago ka pa man mag-sacrifice, bago mo pa man gawin yung mga discipline mo, okay, accepted ka na ni Lord. Therefore, you will improve. Okay? That's the supremacy of Christ over religion. And tonight, on our third week, we will talk about the supremacy of Christ over sin. Okay? How many of you knows and how many of you believe that Jesus Christ overcame sin in this world? That is why this is what we're going to talk about this very night, the supremacy of Christ over sin. I'd like to invite everyone to stand on your feet. We're going to read God's word. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Okay, if you have your Bible with you, pwede mo ring buksan yan. But if you don't have, okay lang. Meron tayong malaking screen, PowerPoint. Especially sa mga, if you came here for the very first time, just read along with us. Okay, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. It says here, since then, you have been raised with Christ. Okay? Lahat tayo, bumangon. Okay? Dahil kay Kristo, dahil kay Jesus. Set your hearts on things above. I want you to underline that word if you have your Bible, that word above. Okay? Set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated. Again, underline those words. Or kung may pang-highlight ka, i-highlight mo yung word na seated. Okay? Mamaya, pag-uusapan pa natin yan. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And then in verse 2, set your minds on things above. Again, for the second time, Paul mentioned again the word above. Set your hearts on things above and then set your minds on things above. Not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Okay? We all died in our sins. Now our life is hidden in Christ, with Christ in God. Then when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Can we just pray? Lord, we thank you, God, for your word. God, we ask, Lord God, that let your presence, Lord God, just be upon us. Lord, I pray, God, that may you receive all the glory and honor that is due alone to you, Jesus. Lord, that I will never share any of it, God. Lord, I pray, God, that may we see the goodness, the beauty, and the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that our lives will never be the same again once we step out of this place. Lord, bless the preaching of your word. Bless every heart, Lord God, that we may receive very clear, God, what you want to tell us, Lord God, tonight. We give you back all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take your seats. You know, let me just give you a background again. We are studying this book, Colossians. And katulad na sinabi ko, I think, at last week, more than hearing the message, more than hearing the preaching of God's word from the book of Colossians, I encouraged you last week to study it by yourself. Okay? Pag uwi nyo, basahin nyo yung book of Colossians. 4 chapters lang to. Hindi easy to read. Okay, makikita natin lalo yung alam mo yon, yung bigness, the huge God that we serve. Okay? Kaya more than hearing God's message, let's take a look at that. Pag-uwi natin, basahin din natin. Now, let me just do the background yung Book of Colossians chapters 1 and 2. Okay, yung pinag-usapan natin last 2 weeks, that talks about really, actually, what God has done for you and me. Pinag-usapan natin yon. Malinaw that Jesus Christ died for humanity, for all of us. And that is what really talks about in chapters 1 and 2. What God has already done for sinners in Christ. Okay? Dahil lahat tayo makasalanan, naintindihan natin kung ano ang ginawa ng Panginoon para sa atin. Now, there's a shift. After knowing what Christ has done for you and me, now chapters 3 and 4 talks about how to live. Naintindihan na natin kung ano yung ginawa ni Jesus sa atin. Ngayon, in chapters 3 and 4, Paul talks about how to live in light of what Christ has done for humanity. Okay? Paano tayo ngayon mamumuhay? Naintindihan na natin, Lord, talagang namatay ka para sa amin. Hindi namin kailangan mag-perform. Hindi namin kailangan pahirapan yung sarili namin. Accepted kami, mahal mo kami, at pinatawad mo ang kasalanan namin. Now, in chapter 3 and 4, ngayon, ano ang gagawin namin? Okay? In response to your love, in response to your acceptance to us. So, yun ang pag-uusapan natin. Okay? In fact, kanina pina-underline ko yung word na above. Sabing ganon, 2 times. Sinabi ni Paul, set your hearts on things above. And then in verse 2, set your minds on things above. Ngayon, ang tanong, ano yung above? Okay? What does above means when Paul is talking about above, okay? Di ba minsan pag nagpe-pray tayo, yung, alam mo yun, narinig naman tayo nung nasa taas eh. Di ba? Minsan, sino yung nasa taas? Baka may paniki lang sa taas, di ba? Pero sinasabi dito, set your heart and minds on things above. Nga. Now, let me explain to you what above means. Paul is referring to the gospel that Jesus secured for us sinners. Above means, he's talking about the gospel that Jesus secured for us sinners. That's above, okay? Set your hearts on the good news of Jesus Christ, revealing that you are secure, that you are loved, and you are forgiven. Set your minds on things above, on the gospel, that indeed you don't have to perform. You don't have to sacrifice. You don't have to trust on your own discipline. All you have to do is just to put your faith on the good news of what Jesus Christ did for you and me. That's above, okay? And God's acceptance cannot be gained by our successes nor forfeited by our failures. That's the whole message. Whether we like it or not, I'm telling you, we are still in a working progress. All of us. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha na bang perfecto yan? Pag mukhang perfecto yan, pagprayan natin, kunin na ni Lord yan, baka magkasala pa yan. Okay? But, I want you to hear this. All of us here, in one way or another, we will fail. But it doesn't mean when we fail, it will forfeit our salvation. Hindi ibig sabihin, kapag ka, alam mo yun, nag-fall short tayo, Lord, naku, nawala na yung salvation ko, nawala na yung love mo sa akin. No. Because God's acceptance cannot be gained by our successes nor forfeited by our failures. You know, I am an anti-hoarder. Okay? I don't like hoarding things. I don't like keeping things. I don't like storing up things that I don't want, that I'm not gonna use. In fact, minsan, medyo, ano ba tawag dito? Opposite kami nung asawa ko eh. Ako, ayoko ng mga nagtatago ng mga bagay. Okay? Lalo na kapag ka hindi na ginagamit. Alam mo yan, pagka ayoko na ng eye touch, tatapong ko na yan. Pag ayoko ng mga Nike, tapong ko na yan. May gasgas na. Ayoko ng hoarding. Okay? I don't like that eh. Joke lang yun ha. So, namumulot nga ako eh. But, in reality, I don't like keeping things, especially that if I'm not gonna use it. Okay? My wife is opposite. Lalo na yung mga books ng mga anak namin. Okay? Kasi ang sasabihin sa akin ng wife ko, magagamit pa ni Andre yan. Huwag mo muna itapon yan. Alam mo yung mga textbooks, yung mga workbook, and even yung mga test questionnaires, magagamit niya pa yan. Okay? So ang asawa ko, hindi niya tinatapon. Pero hindi niya alam, pagka medyo nakalingat siya, ako, inaakyat ko yung bahay namin, kinukuha ko isa-isa, tinatapon ko isa-isa yung mga ano, para walang kalat. Ayoko kasi ng kalat eh. Okay? So, maraming ganun sa amin. Makikita na lang ng asawa ko, nasa basurahan na yung mga ibang gamit namin, yung mga t-shirt, yung mga kung ano-ano, medyas, okay? Basta magugulat na lang siya. Because I don't like keeping things. I hate it. And, meron sa, I think it's in National Geographic, merong show na extreme hoarding. Okay? Ito yung mga tao na sobra talagang kinikip nila yung mga bagay na kapag kainalis sa kanila, they would cry, as in talagang magre-rebelde sila. Talagang alam mo yung parang ninakawan sila ng isang anak, yung mahal na mahal nila. Pero may mga napanood ako na, in fact, they loved collecting stuffed toys. Okay? Yung mga kung ano-ano. Okay? Kahit na sira-sira na, ayaw nilang itapon. Kasi there are a group of people na papasok sa bahay, then mag-o-offer ng help para linisin yung buong bahay. Okay? So ang gagawin nila, itatapon lahat nila yung mga stuffed toy na hindi na kailangan. Ngayon, yung may-ari, talagang iiyak, talagang, alam mo yun, una, sige, okay na. Pero kapag nilalagay na sa truck, wala na, umiiyak na, talagang inaaway na yung mga naglilinis. Okay? So, because they want to still keep it. Okay? And meron ding, kung iba-iba, may picture pa ba tayo dyan? Iba-iba yung mga kinukuha nila. Sa bahay nila, kahit na madumi, makalat, they just want to store up things. Hindi sila naglilinis. Gusto lang nila talaga na nakaupo sila, nakahiga sila, kasama nila yung kalat na yan. Okay? Hindi lang yon, meron pang mga nag-hoard. Meron pa talaga nagkikip ng mga pusa. Okay, hindi lang mga pusa. May mga daga pa. As in talagang hindi nila tinatapon. Okay? Now, talking about this, honestly, sino sa inyo dito who loves keeping things? You know, who loves, there's nothing wrong, okay? Baka ayaw nyo na magtaas kasi, ay, pangit pala yun, okay? Okay? At one point, ganun din ako eh. Okay? You know, this is what I realized. Inside, you know, your closet, there are things that you don't need, but still, you want to keep it. Meron tayong mga ganon. Yung, alam mo na, hindi mo na ginagamit yung damit na to, pero ayaw mong maitapon kasi somehow may sentimental value to. Okay? Somehow, para importante sa ito, kahit na talagang gutay-gutay na, punit-punit na, bacon na, di ba? Ayaw mong itapon talaga. Okay? Wala talaga, gusto mo i-keep. Di ba, parang ano lang yan eh, parang love letter. Di ba, may sumulat sa'yo mga 5 years, 10 years ago. Sabi, no? Elementary ka pa lang, may love letter ka na natatanggap, no? Grade 1 ka pa lang, uy, may love letter ako. Di ba? So, binibigay sa'yo. Pero hanggang ngayon, college ka na, talagang hindi mo ma... Talagang, alam mo yun, nasa wallet mo lagi. Talagang, lagi mong tinitignan, di ba? O kaya nakalagay sa closet mo, meron kang box doon na talagang nakatago. Talagang, you even though you don't need it, but still you wanna keep it. And meron din dito, di ba, yung, alam mo yun, yung text, hanggang ngayon, hindi mo mabura kahit na smiley lang. Smiley. Hanggang ngayon, ayaw mong burahin. Teka, importante sa akin to eh. I wanna keep it, di ba? Talagang ano to, panalo to eh. Pag nakikita ko to, parang nakikita ko na rin siya nakismile sa akin. Di ba? Alam mo yung nagahang na yung phone mo dahil sa dami ng message, pero ayaw mong burahin? Minsan yung text lang sa'yo, who you? Di ba? Tinanong ka ba, who you? Pero hindi, wag mong buburahin yan. Tinanong niya ako, who you? Ibig sabihin, importante ako sa kanya. Grabe, nilagyan mo lahat ng ano eh, no? Kinunek mo lahat eh, para lang maipasok yung... Because we wanna keep things. But you know, this is also one more thing, di ba? Yung mga panyo na pinagpunasan na, ano? Di ba? Yung iba ayaw laban, di ba? Uy, teka. Atago ko yan kahit na mabantot-bantot na yan. Di ba? Pinampunas ng crush ko yan. Okay? We still wanna keep it. But you know, this is one thing I realized that... Listen. We really believe... How many of you really believe that God has forgiven your sins already? Pinatawad ka na ni Lord. Naniniwala ka. Pinatawad na ako ng Panginoon. 100% solid. Totoo yun. Pinatawad na ako ni Lord. All of us. Most of us, if not all. Maybe 99%. But I do believe that all of us, if I'm gonna ask you, do you believe that God has forgiven your sins? I believe that every one of us will answer yes. But all of a sudden, I realized about this thing, about hoarding, keeping things. What if one day, God will just look out inside our closet, and God will find, you know, yung mga scenes na, alam mo yun, parang hindi pa natin talaga na-surrender kay Lord. Yung feeling natin, parang over and over again, talagang ito lang lagi yung nagagawa ko. And somehow, we don't want to release it. We don't want to take it away from us because we're still keeping it as if it still fits you. As if that sin is still relevant. As if that sin still has a connection with you. But we know that we are forgiven. But somehow, we can't throw it away. That sin. That lustful thought. You know, that bullying thing or that, you know, disobedience. We're still keeping it. As if it still fits us. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says there that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. If we believe that we are in Christ, that our sins were forgiven, we are new. The old has gone, the new has come. It means to say, we are totally, our sins were totally paid by Christ. You know, this is one thing that I want to tell all of us. If He rose, kung naniniwala talaga tayo dito, sa inyo dito naniniwala ka na namatay si Jesus, but after 3 days, He rose up again. Jesus rose up again from the dead. Okay? We all believe in that. Now saying that, if He rose from the dead, it means to say our sins were buried. Dahil kung hindi nabuhay uli si Jesus, now here's the point, listen to this. Kung hindi nabuhay uli si Jesus, ibig sabihin, pati yung mga kasalanan natin, magre-resurrect yan. Pero dahil nabuhay muli si Jesus, after 3 days, it means to say, iniwan na ni Jesus lahat ng kasalanan. It will never resurrect. But the problem is, we're still keeping it. And every single day, may nagre-resurrect ng mga kasalanan. Jesus rose from the dead so your sins would stay buried. Kaya nabuhay na muli si Jesus. Para yung mga kasalanan natin, okay, lahat ng mga maling kaisipan natin, nailibig na yan. Jesus rose from the dead so our sins will be buried. Though you still sin, you are not in your sin. I want to tell you, all of us here, whether we like it or not, we will sin. But knowing that Jesus Christ paid every single sin that I have, it means to say that I am no longer a slave of sin. I will sin, pero hindi na ako alipin ng kasalanan. Why? Because Jesus Christ paid my sins already. Because when we understand the gospel, by definition, we are no longer a sinner. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Hindi na mukhang makasalanan yan. Mukha lang siguro, pero hindi na makasalanan yan. Okay? But when we understand the gospel, listen to this. Pag naintindihan talaga natin yung good news, by definition, we are no longer sinner, but we are sons and daughters, righteous, holy people belonging to God. That is who we are. That is who we are. Though we sin, but we are not slave to sin. Though I sinned, it cannot change the fact what my risen Christ has finished. Kahit nagkasala ka ngayon, o kahapon, o mamaya, hindi nagbabago kung ano yung ginawa ni Jesus para sa'yo. Na namatay si Jesus para sa kasalanan mo. Hindi magbabago yon. And yet, you know, we got Christians who think sins has a resurrection power. Minsan, Kristiyano na tayo, pero takot na takot tayo. Naku, ito na naman yung kasalanan. Ito na naman, bumabango na naman. Okay? Takot na takot tayo. Pero pag naintindihan talaga natin yung gospel, hindi na. Binauna ni Jesus to eh. Wala nang power to over me. I can overcome every single day. That is why there's what we call repentance. Because God knows our heart and God knows that He died for all of us. That He sent His Son to die for all of us. You know, have you ever noticed that, you know, people who doesn't have a relationship with Christ are far more happier than Christians? Nakita ko lang ah, kasi ang daming mga tao na hindi nila kilala si Jesus. O kilala nila, pero wala silang relationship, genuine relationship with Christ. But I do realize, bakit parang mas masaya sila kaysa sa mga Kristiyano? You know why? Because these people just ignore their sins. They know that they're sinning against God. They know it. In fact, stupid na lang sila pag hindi nila alam yon. But they know it. We all know it that people sin. Okay? And the problem is, you know, dahil alam nila, they're just enjoying it. Di ba yung mga tao, masayang-masaya pa sila na uy, kahit ginagawa nila, alam mo yung kahit may mga nambobosong mga estudyante, masaya pa sila doon. Uy, tignan mo yun. Di ba? Pag may mga pinapanood sa cellphone nila ng mga porno, ano, uy, tignan mo to, masaya pa sila. Pag nagiinuman sila, di ba? Meron pang malungkot na, di ba? Masaya, inuman ba? Tagay pa? Masaya sila. Pero ang problema, yung mga Kristiyano, kung sino pa yung mga Kristiyano, tayo pa yung malungkot. Sabi nga ni Kuya Ryan kanina, di ba, may kinukwento siya kanina, yung ano, parang feeling niya, hindi siya belong sa church. Kasi feeling niya, feeling natin, pagka ang Kristiyano nagkasala, feeling natin, Lord, grabe, parang alayo ko na sa iyo, Lord. Parang hindi mo na yata ako mapapatawad. Kristiyano pa naman ako. Instead na alam natin, Lord, yes, I've sinned. But Lord, I thank you because I no longer a sinner. Because you paid for it. And I can overcome. Lord, I want to repent. Change me inside and out. I want to be Christ-like. Kaya pagka may nagtanong sa atin na, uy, inuman naman tayo. Then sasabihin ng Kristiyano, sorry bro, I don't want to sin. Ayoko magkasala. Bakit? Kristiyano ako eh. Sasabihin nila, buti na lang, hindi ako Kristiyano. Come on, inuman pa tayo. Malungkot pala maging Kristiyano. Dapat hindi. The more na kapag nakita natin yung kasalanan natin, the more na nakikita natin, God is convicting us. Because God owns us already. Sin never owns us anymore, but it is God. All the more, kapag ka nakikita natin, uy, mali yung ginawa ko, ah. Lalo tayong lumapit kay Lord. Lord, please, Lord, thank you, Lord, dahil binago mo na ako. Na hindi na ako mabubuhay ng dito sa kasalanan na to. But we need to rejoice all the more. Because a believer understood what Christ has done for him. For her. Isipin natin, they're just enjoying their sins. I wish I could. Minsan may ganun tayong pag-iisip, buti pa sila nag-e-enjoy. Ako kasi Kristiyano ako, hindi ko na ma-enjoy. Parang ang lungkot mo pa, di ba? Imbis na masaya ka, Lord, thank you, binago mo na ako. Pero parang minsan, sama-sama pa ng loob natin, sila nagiinuman, ba't ako hindi? Sila naninigarilyo, ba't ako hindi? Ba't di ko magawa yun, Lord? Ano ba naman buhay ito? Ba't sila, pwede silang manood ng mga bold movies? Ako hindi, pambihira naman talaga. Oh. Malungkot ka pa. Hindi mo na lang naintindihan na binago ka na ni Lord kasi hindi ka na nilalamon ng kasalanan. Because Christ paid for your sins. You can never conquer sin. It is only the sinless enthroned champion, Jesus Christ, who can overcome that sin, who can conquer that sin. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Let me just go back to that. Colossians 3, 1. It says there, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is what? Is seated. I want you to take note of this word. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Now, when I was studying this, I found out in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 11 to 14, it says there, if we're gonna look on that scripture, Hebrews 10, 11 to 14, sabi ganun dito, remember, Colossians 3, 1, where Christ is what? Seated. Okay, nakaupo si Jesus. And then in Hebrews 10:11, sabi dito, day after day, every single day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. It means to say, in the Old Testament, if you are reading your Bible, in the Old Testament, if one sinned against God, she needs to offer a bull or ram to the priest so that her or his sin will be forgiven. Just for maybe for one day or for one week. It's not enough for the forgiveness of his entire sin. That is why a priest, this is the job of a priest, okay? Pag may nagkasala, tara, sunugin natin yan. Okay? Until the last breath ng bull na yan, yung favorite pet mo, i-sacrifice natin yan, okay? Yung huling hininga niyan, dun ka na mapapatawad. Kaya sabi dito, day after day, every priest stands. Priests are so busy that time. They can't even sit. They can't even sit. Because of the sins of so many people, they have to sacrifice one bull after another. They're so busy. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. That is so clear. No matter how we make a sacrifice, that can never, ever take away our sins. But guess what? This is good news. Can you say good news? In verse 12, it says there, But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, it talks about Jesus. He is our high priest. He sat down at the right hand of God. He sat down. You know, this is what I'm thinking about when I was reading this. Jesus Christ, when He paid, when He died on the cross, and then after that, Colossians 3:1, we're going to go back to that scripture. He was seated at the right hand of God. You know what I was thinking? He was just sitting right there in the heaven. Maybe he's sitting like this. He's just so relaxed. Maybe he's like, he's just looking down there. As if you committed sin, you are condemning yourself. Grabe, sama-sama ako. And Jesus Christ is saying, it is done. Jesus, what He did is done. That is why He is seated. I paid for that sin. You don't have to worry about that. Because I thought, pag tumayo si Jesus, I'm thinking, that's going to be the judgment of the world. That is why He remains seated. Because He wants to tell everyone, I got your back. I got you. You think your sins is so big? It's okay, I'm still seated. I pay for that sin. You don't have to worry about that. I got your back. But the problem is, if we sin against God as if Jesus did not die for your sin. As if, Lord, bakit ganito pa rin ako mag-isip? Lord, bakit may question pa rin ako sa identity ko? Lord, ano ba talaga ako? Lord, bakit asama pa rin ang mga sinasabi ko? As if you're saying that what Jesus Christ did is not enough. That is why you are still in that sin. But the point is, Jesus Christ is seated. Pag inisip natin, pag kami nagawa tayong kasalanan, parang tatayo si Jesus. Galit na galit sa atin. Grabe naman, ano na naman ang ginawa nitong batang to? Mag-meeting nga tayo. Pwede ba tayo magpadala ng isang baby? Hindi ko nakita na gagawin niya tong bagay na to. Ah. I wasn't expecting this. I don't think so. God knows everything. The truth is, God knows what you're about to do after the service. And the reality is, He's just right there, seated. I know what you're gonna do. But you have to remember, I paid for your sins. I got you covered. Pinatawad ko na yung kasalanan mo. All you have to do, all you have to remember is that you have to put your faith in Christ, on the finished work of Christ, and receive that love, that mercy, that forgiveness so that you will never be condemned. Because that is what the enemy will tell you. Grabe, sama-sama mo, Kristiyano ka pa naman. But Jesus will never say that. In fact, the Bible says that now, therefore, there is no condemnation in Christ. Can you see the picture of how Jesus accomplished everything for us? You are no longer in your sin. In fact, you are not in it, and you are not on it, and you are not at it. Because your sins are covered. It does not fit you. Your sins doesn't control you. It has no hold on your life. Pag sinasabi mo, Lord, ito na naman, parang magkakasala na naman ako, declare what Jesus Christ did for you. I can overcome. I'm forgiven. I am free from this sin. That's why I don't have to be condemned. I don't have to think all over again that I can be in this sin. Because I'm free. Jesus set me free. In fact, that's what the Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 36. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If you believe that God sets you free, I'm telling you without a doubt, Jesus set you free. you don't have to think over and over again, grabe. Lord, ganito na talaga ako. As if God will condemn us. As if God will judge us. But no, He got you covered. But it doesn't mean that we will keep on sinning, because the book of Romans tells us, shall we continue on sinning? By no means, Paul said. But when we understand the gospel, that we are accepted, we are forgiven, we are loved by His grace and by His mercy, now we know we're going to hate sin. Not just avoiding sin, but we're going to hate sin because of what Christ did for me. You know, one main point that I want to leave with you, just from that scripture in John chapter 8, verse 36. If Jesus set me free, if Jesus set you free, you are free indeed. I am free indeed. I'm telling you, no matter how I screwed up, I know that Jesus is still seated. And He's telling all of us, He's telling me, it's okay. That's what I came for over 2,000 years ago. That's what I died for your sin. Would you stand at your feet? We're going to pray. That is the supremacy of Christ over sin. I hope and pray, listen to this, that the moment we step out of this place, we will be convinced, we will be secured enough, Lord, that I'm no longer a slave. Hindi na ako alipin ng kasalanan, Lord. Lord, I'm no longer a slave to sin because I'm hidden in Christ of what You have accomplished on the cross, Lord. That made me pure and holy and blameless. That's why, students, it's time for you to speak up again. Don't let the enemy tell you that and taunt you and, you know, insult you. Ganyan ka na lang. It's time for you to hope again, to dream again, and tell God, Lord, I thank You because I'm forgiven.